This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Congress continues hearing the president's case for a limited military strike on Syria. One of those who has been in classified briefings, including a hearing today, is Georgia Republican Senator Saxby Chambliss. He is the vice chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee. Senator Chambliss joins us now from Washington. Senator, welcome back.
Thanks, Dennis. Always good to be with you.
Secretary of State Kerry has repeatedly said the U.S. has high confidence that chemical weapons were used in that attack on civilians on August 21st. Let's just reset, first of all. He also claims the government of President Bashar al-Assad was responsible. Do you have any doubt that both of those claims are true?
Dennis, I don't. I've been involved in classified briefings from the CIA over the last 2 weeks since this incident happened. And I think Secretary Kerry is right on target. We know, number one, that Bashar Assad has used chemical weapons previously. In June and July of last year, 2012, there were limited incidents where chemical weapons were used and minimal damage done. But on the 21st of August, it's very clear that rockets were fired from an area controlled by the Assad regime into an area that's controlled by the opposition rebels, and those rockets contained sarin gas that ultimately caused the demise of several hundred, if not in excess of 1,000 people. And we know through collection of information over the airways of conversations between Syrian leaders the order for the use of those chemical weapons came from the Assad regime.
So you have said the United States must respond. What do you need to see in order to vote for the resolution that's been proposed in the Senate?
Well, the use of chemical weapons is a violation of international law. We have a treaty that's signed by any number of countries that's been in place for decades that prohibits the use of chemical weapons. Here, Assad has clearly violated that international law. Also, a lot of people have asked me, well, what is the national security interest of the United States and what goes on in Syria? Well, frankly, it's very clear because Syria is a very important country in the Middle East. The Middle East is the home of an awful lot of oil that comes into the United States. The stability of the Middle East is important to our economy. And also the use of those chemical weapons threatens not just people inside of Syria, but if Bashar Assad is allowed to get away with this and the incident is not responded to, then he's going to do it again. And who's to say that the next time he does it, it's not directed at an embassy of the United States that's located somewhere in the Middle East, or against American troops located somewhere in the Middle East, or for that matter, any other place around the world.
So are you comfortable?
There very clearly is a national security interest of the United States involved here.
So are you comfortable with the Senate resolution that says there's a time limit of 60 days and that there would be no ground troops for combat operations, or do you need to see something else before you could vote in favor of it?
Well, I said very early on after this incident occurred that I think the president, as has been done in just about every other presidency through the years, he should have taken action immediately. Whether it was Ronald Reagan in Grenada, Bill Clinton in Sudan, or wherever, presidents react to crisis situations with strong and decisive leadership. Here, rather than doing that, the president has come to the Congress and said, I want you to have my back in this. Well, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with a debate on the issue. And we're in the process now of evaluating the resolution that was sent by the White House to the Congress, and that resolution is in the process of being amended almost as we speak, and it'll be on the floor of the Senate next week, and there will be additional amendments on the floor. I do not support putting troops on the ground, and I don't think that's going to be an issue. The president has said that we're not going to have troops on the ground, and I don't think any resolution authorizing that would ever be approved. But I will be in support of a somewhat limited but yet not totally or too restrictive a resolution that will allow the president to order a military strike to, number one, deter the use of further use of chemical weapons by the Assad regime, to hopefully degrade the military of the Assad regime, and primarily to be a response to this chemical weapon attack, to let people around the world know that if you possess chemical weapons and you have the ability to use them against the United States, you better never do it, because the United States is going to respond to you, and we're going to be very forceful in that response. That's the type of resolution that I will support.
Would airstrikes be enough, though, to send that message, or can you foresee a circumstance, perhaps because of some unexpected developments, where the president might need some flexibility to have, if not a large ground assault, some sort of American personnel presence?
I can't envision that at the present time, Dennis. Now, who's to say what's going to happen over the next several years in this region of the world? But as far as the response to this particular incident, I don't foresee any possibility of ground troops ever being injected.
You just said that the president should have acted a lot more decisively, yet you and many other members of Congress on both sides of the aisle have said, look, our folks are war-weary. Couldn't it be argued, particularly to Republicans, that that's trying to have it both ways in order to criticize a Democratic president?
Well, it could be, but that is a fact. Situation that we're in right now gives rise to a number of questions back home. And people in Georgia are war-weary. Gosh, we've been in Afghanistan and Iraq for in excess of 10 years now, and that's a long time. We've suffered a lot of loss of life. But I want to make clear that the situation in Syria is not another Iraq, it's not another Afghanistan, and it's not something that's going to lead us into a protracted military conflict. But at the same time, we've got to do what is the right thing here, even though it is not politically popular. People back home are not supportive at this point in time of a military strike, and that's why I have emphasized to the president that he not only has to convince Congress if he expects to get a favorable vote in the Congress, but he also owes it to the American people to give them an explanation of why a military strike is necessary in this case. And frankly, at this point in time, he's not made that case to the American people, and I don't know the answer of whether it's been made to Congress yet.
Based on the intelligence you've seen, and obviously without revealing classified information, do you think that airstrikes would be enough to degrade Assad's chemical weapons delivery capability? And in going through this process, have we given him time to move some of those into hiding, or perhaps even into civilian areas where the U.S. would not want to strike?
Well, certainly he has moved military assets into areas where we will not be sending any missiles or conducting any airstrikes. We do know, for example, that some of his personnel that is involved in the chemical weapon issue have been moved into universities, for example, and they will be moved into other areas where we're going to not take strikes. But he can't hide all of his assets, and there are still defensive mechanisms in place that can be taken out and send the right message. There are other infrastructure positions available for a military strike from afar that will send the right kind of message, and that's what's important. It's not necessarily how many assets we take out, but it's to let him know that we're serious about the use of chemical weapons, and he better never do it again. And if we can destroy enough of his assets to let him know that next time we're not going to give him a warning, it'll just be done, then hopefully that will be the catalyst that deters him from ever using chemical weapons again.
Yeah, what is the or else here? Because we seem to be putting our own line on ourselves, saying we're not going to get involved with personnel, with, to use the well-worn phrase, boots on the ground. So if he does not respond to this, then what?
Well, we'll just have to see how he reacts. And don't forget, Dennis, it's not just how he reacts, but the Russians are engaged. They have a military base inside of Syria, and they have been very supportive of the Syrian opposition, the Syrian regime at this point in time. The Iranians, likewise. Hezbollah, a terrorist group, has been very active inside of Syria. So the reaction of others, both our adversaries as well as our allies in the region, is of critical importance. And right now, for the most part, the Arab world is in support of some sort of action being taken against Assad. But it will be important to see what their reaction is, as well as our adversaries in the region, as well as Assad himself.
I know we're out of time here. One quick final question. If the Congress votes no, do you expect the president could move forward anyway if he said circumstances warrant? And do you want a promise that he will not do that before you vote yes on a Senate measure?
No, I think that is a power that is vested in the commander-in-chief, and I have such respect for the office that I think that's totally up to him. If there is a vote that comes out negative for the taking of a military strike, but the president believes that there's overwhelming evidence to authorize it and he decides to carry it out, then I would support that. But hopefully we will have a message delivered by the administration to both the American people and the Congress that this is necessary and here's why it's necessary, and we can move forward in concert. But this is not going to be an easy debate or an easy vote to take, and it's not going to be a sure thing once the vote is called.
Georgia Republican Senator Saxby Chambliss is the vice chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee. Senator Chambliss, thank you so much for this time. We appreciate it, and we'll be talking to you again soon.
Great, Dennis. Thank you. Always good to be with you.